Hey everybody, welcome to the fourth episode of the Squat the Planet podcast. And we have some very, very exciting news for you today.
Oh my god.
I think I'm going to title this episode, Matt Nearly Died. Or, Matt Needs to Learn How to Swim.
Yeah. Wow. Where do we begin? Well, let's start earlier in the week. I think we can come to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Because that happened today.
That happened today.
Scabs. In the bin. In. Good boy. Down. Get down.
I think we talked about, very briefly, about Scabs is our little chihuahua that lives on the boat, but he's been a very bad boy this week. And
a little shit factory is what he is. He eats more hot dogs than we do.
Yeah. So, he's been eating all of our hot dogs and shitting everywhere and licking his balls all over my fucking bed and doing all sorts of really annoying shit.
Yeah, we'll talk about animals on the boat later.
Where's that lighter at?
Right there.
Oh, hilariously this week, Scabs pulled the pack of hot dogs off the kitchen counter onto my bed, devoured them on my bed, leaking all the juice all over my fucking bed. So I had hot dog juice. I probably smell like hot dogs right now.
Not after what happened today, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to touch on before we get into our main story today is your fishing has improved. Your fishing kung fu is great. It's very strong.
What happened was, you know, I was hand lining like they do in Tonga. You know, just a line in my hands. And my buddy Jay let me use a actual fishing pole. You know, like most people use. Increased my fishing by 40%. Would you say 40%?
Yeah.
So, we've been eating snapper, and it's great. Right?
How big were the snapper you caught last night?
I'd say the biggest one was a pound and a half at the most.
We got four of them?
Four of them, which fed us more than enough.
Yeah, for two people, after they're gutted and cleaned and filleted, and you cooked them up, and you cooked them with crackers and oil and fucking some dank fucking shit. I actually posted a picture of it on our Instagram, so check that out. There's a link on the Squat the Planet website. And, dude, that shit was fucking dank.
Yeah, you guys go to your local store, next time you're at your local store, and go see how much snapper is per pound. And post that, because I'm curious to what snapper is going for a pound all over the country. I need to know.
Yeah, shit's fucking expensive, and we're fucking eating that shit.
Last I heard, it was $12.99 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting on about $40 worth of snapper.
Yeah.
Probably.
It was excellent. And those things were biting all day.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't stop catching them.
Yep.
I caught one this morning that was bigger than all of them. But he got away, but we'll get to that.
Is there anything else that happened before we get into our big story today?
Well, we've been working on the motor.
Oh, yeah.
We've been having some issues with the motor. We got a water filter.
So anyways, for anyone that doesn't know, just real quick, how many weeks have we been on the water? 3 weeks?
I'm losing track at this point.
Yeah. And we still, our last episode was called Dinghy Woes or whatever. And we had all that stupid shit happening with our dinghy. We finally got our dinghy patched up. But after we got a dinghy patched up, our fucking motor hasn't been running. So we have no fucking motor to put on the fucking dinghy. So we've still been bumming rides from friends that we've been making here in Key West. Which is, they've been totally saving our butts, because otherwise we'd just fucking starve to death on our boat. Right?
Other than my fishing.
True. So, we been working on the motor. That really isn't all that exciting, I guess. We've barely been able to get it started. There's something wrong with the choke and the carburetor. I'm going to take it apart tomorrow and see if I can work on it. I would just like to say to anyone out there who's never fucking worked on any of this shit before, I've never worked on any of this shit before.
You're doing great, though. You're doing so good.
Oh, shucks. Thanks.
I'm glad I'm not working on it.
Everything I have accomplished on this fucking motor so far has been from Googling on my phone and watching YouTube videos of how to clean a fucking carburetor. So, just goes to show how far the internet can carry you these days. But tomorrow we'll take it fully apart and clean it out and see what happens. That's the end of that story, I think.
Yeah, we'll let you know if it works or not. Hopefully it will.
True. I think the big thing today is let's explain what fucking happened today.
Okay, let's just get into it. Let's dive in. So to speak.
Bad pun.
Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Whackity, smackity, doo. Yeah. Bad joke.
So anyways, like we were saying before, like our friends have been picking us up and taking us to town and stuff like that. So our friend Jay, we've talked about him before with the eye patch and whatnot. He came by this morning and we went to town with him, and it was you, me, Jay, and one of his roommates on his boat, Lisa. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And we're going to town, and, you know, it's the usual kind of spiel. And basically, how did this all fucking start, dude?
It started like this. Us and Jay went back to his boat to pick up Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
We left his boat with us and Lisa and him, and it's a hard dinghy. It's a nice dinghy. It's a hard boat.
It's a pretty long dinghy. It's probably like, yeah, what, 9 feet, something like
it's
that.
It's something that you would never think you'd have a problem with.
Exactly.
And it was pretty calm today.
Hmm.
And we're heading into the dinghy dock, and we start taking on a little bit of water.
On the rear. Let me explain this from my perspective, since I was sitting on the rear of the boat with Jay. Me and Jay are sitting on the ass end of the boat, the fucking stern, as we're coming in. And there's some, like, pretty kicking waves and things like that. And Jay was like, hey, can you help me bail out the back of the boat? And I was like, all right, yeah, no problem. And then I turn around, and I look behind me, and Jay didn't mention that the ass end of the boat is filled with so much fucking water that the engine's almost underwater at this point. And I was like, oh, fucking shit. Like, and I just start fucking bailing out fucking water as fast as I can. But by that point, it's basically too late. And we start bailing out water out of the back end.
Everybody knows Matt can't swim.
Well, not yet. Let's get to that in a second. But, So everybody's freaking out. I'm freaking out. I'm just like, what the fuck? And like, And then some big fucking wakes come our way. Apparently, like, later on, we found, maybe you, Ryan, saw what fucking happened.
Yeah, it was, we talked about these crazy fishermen down here that charge all kinds of money to take people out.
Yeah.
It was one of these giant fishing charter boats came swinging by, a little dinghy. You know, we're just trying to get ashore, do some shopping, do this and that. They don't care, you know? And they sent up a wake that just swamped the dinghy. And after that, it was over. It swamped it
pretty bad.
It went,
like,
down.
To the point where, like, the back of the dinghy was flooded like crazy. So it was starting to go under. And we started bailing it out. And then this fucking wake came by. In my estimate, I mean, I'm trying to remember really hard because everything happened
so fast. Somebody said it was a meter high.
Someone said it was a meter high. I think it's maybe half a meter high, but still, it's pretty fucking high wake. And so we started bailing out the back and then redistributing everybody in the boat to even out the weight from the back to the front. And then as we did that, more water started splashing in the front than was in the back. So the front started going underwater. Yes. And instead of the back, which was previously the back was going underwater, now the front's going underwater. And then by the time we evened back out again, the whole fucking dinghy was submerged, basically.
And then it flopped. And Matt didn't have his life jacket.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, too, like, I'm either fucking completely fucking brave or totally fucking stupid.
He's really brave. He did really good. He stayed calm. The only thing he had to hold on to was this cooler.
Well, okay, so this all happened in the span of, like, less than 30 seconds. Like, the back submerged, and I was like, oh, that's bad, you know? And then suddenly the front submerged, and I was like, oh, that's worse. And then all of a sudden the entire fucking dinghy is going underwater, the motor and everything. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. And this completely happened, I would say, in like 30 seconds, maybe 20 seconds or something.
It was pretty fast, yeah.
It was really fucking fast to the point where I was just like, oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. I can't swim, guys. And
that was all hell broke loose.
Yeah, all hell fucking broke loose. The fucking dinghy fucking completely submerged. And there was this fucking water cooler with a rubber seat on top of it. And I was like, I can't swim, guys. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I was fucking flipping out. And I was flipping out, too. Like, I have no fucking balls of steel on this shit. Like, I was just like, I can't fucking swim. And, like, the first thing I did was fucking, I just grabbed a hold of that fucking cooler, man.
I would not let go. Thank God.
Like, and I grabbed a hold of that cooler, and everyone's just like, oh, fuck, like, ah, like, everyone's screaming, fucking, and I'm grabbing a hold of the cooler, and because there's no flotation devices on this fucking, well, there's two fucking flotation devices. One is a life jacket that I found out later would not have fit around me anyways, because I'm a fat ass.
And the other one, the girl who could swim grabbed it and would not let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wouldn't give it to the guy who couldn't swim.
It was like one of those like square tossable flotation devices, and she grabbed a hold of that like a motherfucker. And then before we knew it, before you could even fucking think about it, like, we were all fucking underwater. Like, I mean, not underwater, but like the fucking boat was underwater, fucking everything was fucking submerged, like, we're all hanging on to whatever we could immediately fucking grab onto for dear life.
Yeah, I'm swimming underneath the boat. It's flipped over at this time.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is that as the boat submerged, at some point it, like, flipped over upside down. But I couldn't see that happen because I was holding onto this fucking beer cooler for dear life, you know?
And I'm swimming underneath trying to finagle these life jackets out of this little tiny hole from underneath so my buddy can, but you know, I got the life jacket out, but we couldn't get it on him because he's not gonna let go of the cooler.
I was not about to let I had a death grip on that fucking cooler, dude.
Oh,
like,
man, it was scary. And
imagine trusting your entire fucking life to, like, a fucking beer cooler floating in the ocean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's totally what it was. It was really scary for a minute, and I was scared for Matt, because
it was really scary.
I knew Matt couldn't swim, and that was my worst fear, of him, like, going down in the ocean or whatever, and I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. And I really can't, I really, really can't reiterate, like, how fast everything happened. Like, I mean, there was, like, no time to prepare, like, no time to be like, oh, shit, maybe we should grab life jackets. It happened so fast that I was just like, oh, fuck, like, I could possibly die now. Right. You know? Like, in the span of 30 seconds, your whole life fucking turns around, you know? And, like,
and drowning's a shitty way to go. It's like getting it's like getting electrocuted. You know, what a shitty fucking way to die.
I'd rather get electrocuted, personally, but
I'd rather get, well, we don't have to talk about how we'd want to die.
I would prefer to die, but the whole thing was, though, too, I mean, something I didn't even think about until afterwards is that my, you know, really, like, my head didn't even submerge the entire time.
No,
like,
you did good.
I immediately grabbed that fucking cooler because it was the only thing I could fucking grab, which totally abandoned my backpack, our fucking phones, our fucking chargers.
Oh, yeah, we thought we lost everything. We thought we lost everything in existence. Our phones, our chargers.
But, of course, you're not even fucking thinking about that at that point.
Yeah, fuck the...
I was like, fuck that phone.
Yeah, fuck all that shit. I'm worried about myself.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm fucking alive. Fuck that phone and fuck that camera. You know, like... So, yeah, so we were sitting there floating for, God, I don't know, probably like 10 minutes or so. Like, I'm holding on to this fucking beer cooler, this little igloo fucking beer cooler for fucking dear life, death grip, white knuckle death grip.
He says, I'm losing my grip. He's like, I am losing my grip. I'm like, hold on, buddy. I'm like, hold on. I had nothing. There's nothing at that point. There's nothing you can do. And I was like, buddy. I was like, just hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on.
And the thing was, too, is I was losing my grip, but I would take like a split second and just re-grip a different side of it, you know? And this fucking beer cooler kept rotating in front of me as I kept, like, grabbing
like a log roller, like you're running on a log.
Yeah,
you know? Like lumberjacks do until you flop.
Yeah, totally.
You don't do that for so long.
Yeah, it was crazy. But, I mean... toot my own horn here a little bit. Like, I mean, my heart was fucking pumping like crazy. You know what I mean? But I really was. I was like, logically, I was like, okay, if I keep holding on to this cooler, it'll be fine. Someone's gonna pick us up quickly. You know, like, I gotta keep holding on to this cooler.
Right.
Like, and so I kept re-gripping it.
The water is your friend. The water is your friend, and he did very good. And I was. Jay looked at me. And Jay thought I was scared shitless. And he's like, Ryan, you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm worried about Matt.
Yeah.
You know, I was so worried about you because that was the last thing that, you know, I want one of those.
Take a cigarette.
All right.
There you go.
And I was so worried about him. You know, he's my best friend in the whole world. And I knew he couldn't swim. And this is the last, you know, you just don't expect that to happen.
Yeah. It happened so fast, and that's another thing to mention too. Is I didn't really think that could. It just goes to show, like, there's so many fucking things that goes on in the fucking ocean and fucking boat life and shit.
You're very small in the ocean. Yeah, you are a very small little being. Yeah, in the ocean, you know, you're just a little bitty bean in the ocean. You know, it's fucking scary.
Well, my point, though, is that, like, you can't really think of all these things that have happened. Like, I never thought that, like, the back of our dinghy would fill up with water before the front would. You know, I thought a wave would come over and fucking crash us and fucking, you know, do all that shit. I don't know where that lighter is, dude. But anyways, here, use my cigarette. You know, I never really thought of the fact that, like, oh, hey, the back of the boat could fucking fill up with water
and sink us
as easily as the fucking front, you know, like, so anyways, we're all sitting there, there's four of us fucking floating in the water, and we're all like, well, I think we handled it pretty well, considering, like, everyone's, like, checking out, like, are you okay? Like, you know, like, are you
everybody's
okay?
Everybody's checking on each other. Everybody's okay, you know? It's like floating in the ocean, even though we did have that great white shark warning 2 days ago.
But, yeah, so we're all floating, and the dinghy's completely capsized. Like, the bottom end of the dinghy, I think Lisa was holding on to the,
Yeah, Lisa, who's a very good swimmer, you know, not to talk shit or anything, but she's a very good swimmer, and she grabbed the only flotation device and was hanging on top of the boat, where my best friend, who can't swim, is holding on for dear life on a cooler. Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, I can tread water for hours. You know, if I had a flotation device... I'd give it to my buddy who can't swim. Let's just get that out of the way. There's a fucking, you know, there's some morals involved there. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of ridiculous in that point. And she knew that you couldn't swim.
Yeah, I was kind of like, at one point, I was like, why is she not handing me the one flotation device that is available?
I'm diving underneath the flipped over boat to dig out these, you know, dig out the flotation devices out of this little hole in the bottom of the boat so my buddy can get a life jacket, and she's holding on, loving life. You know, fuck that. Fuck that. That's bad karma, and that's fucked up. You know, she was all upset because she had to go to work. Well, you know what? I'm over it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. It was kind of fucked up. And then, like, we were floating there for a few minutes, and somebody floated by in their boat, you know, and they saw us, and we're like, please pick us up. And I think you or Jay was like, my friend can't swim.
Yeah.
Like... So I'm just sitting there.
And they
like,
were on a sailboat. They were sailing. So, and they had just gotten into the country from Cuba. And they were like, well, we got, you know, they had to go to the Coast Guard to get searched and all that because they're new in the country. And now they're picking up a couple Americans floating in the middle of fucking marina.
Mm-hmm.
Super awesome people. A shout out to them. They're super awesome.
Were they, you know, English? Or?
They were English and Danish.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm Danish.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with anything.
So they're like super like English accents and stuff.
Yeah, no worries. No worries, they said, you know.
And they were kind of hippie too, like in that cool like sailor
hippie
way. Oh,
yeah, and they had
a
killer sailboat, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. And so they floated by us and picked us up. And then the other thing too is that Lisa was like the first person on the ladder, the swim ladder off the side. And then I grabbed onto it and pulled myself up and,
you know, she's like, every woman for herself. Give me a break. My friend can't swim. I gotta take a leak real quick.
All right, man. Yeah, so these, I mean, I thought they were Australian, but, you know, because they had those kind of accents. But anyways, they picked us up and then... At the same time, our friend Tyler started floating by on his dinghy and saw what was going on. So he came out and he helped, you know, as the rest of us were being pulled into the English people's boat, their sailboat. He started floating around and helping Jay try to flip the boat back over and get all the stuff that, like, had came out of the boat. Again, we've talked about Tyler before in the past, but... huge fucking shout out to fucking Tyler.
Yeah, every time something goes wrong, Tyler's like right there around the corner for some reason. I don't know where he comes from.
Dude, it's kind of fucking eerie. It's like he's a it's like a Popeye fucking sailor fucking
punk rock
superhero.
He's a punk rock Popeye motherfucking sailor, and he's always there for us, and he's fucking awesome.
He's always there like whenever something's going wrong. And so he comes out and they flip the boat over and Tyler's helping him fish all the stuff out, and the whole time we're just like, I mean, don't get me wrong, we're completely, especially me, I am completely fucking ecstatic to be alive, you know what I mean? But not like, I'm not freaking out, I'm just like, wow, that was fucking intense.
Very good.
And that sucked. That really fucking sucked, and now of all, like, a bunch of our really expensive electronic shit is at the bottom of the ocean. And
right. We lost the bag that had our phones, our mm-hmm. chargers. We're heading in the shore so we could do, you know,
the GoPro camera.
Everything that is awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of really important shit. Like, and you don't really realize like how important your cell phone is to you, except for like when you live on a boat and that's your only internet access.
Yeah, but you also realize that shit doesn't mean a shit.
Yeah. Totally.
In anything.
Well, compared to your life.
Yes.
Right?
You know, we were like, "Fuck that shit. Let's get on this goddamn boat."
Yeah. Yeah. And. So anyways, we're like really kind of disappointed in that. And then, you know, and the English people took us to the gas station on the marina and stuff. And we got off and as we walked around the dock, you know, just like completely fucking soaked and totally
pissed
like glad to be alive.
And scared and everything else. And
yeah. Tyler pulls up on his dinghy, and he's towing Jay's dinghy, the one that we got submerged in, behind him, and they pull up, and the engine cover's off, the engine's... I mean, that outboard motor got completely fucking soaked.
It got,
I mean,
douched.
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought, I was like, from everything I've heard about douching fucking outboard motors, I thought that thing was fucked.
Me too.
But he rinsed it off. And the most beautiful fucking thing was is that fucking Tyler came up, and apparently when the boat submerged, I have this like big hiking pack that I've been using for traveling for years and years. You know, it's a Deuter pack. I'm a huge fan of them. But, and we're using it to haul all of our crap. And
shout out to Deuter Packs. We need a sponsor.
Tyler pulls up and he pulls my fucking Deuter pack out of his fucking dinghy and hands it to me. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I thought it was at the bottom of the ocean, dude. And that Deuter pack had our cell phones and our GoPro camera and everything, dude. And the thing was, too, is that we bought this, like, this case, this submergible water case for carrying cell phones and wallets and
thank
shit.
God.
From fucking Home Depot, like, for $6, like, a week before. And
it fucking worked.
It fucking worked.
It fucking worked good.
I think the only thing that kept my backpack from, like, plummeting to the bottom of the ocean was the fact that we had a couple of empty
1 gallon
of
water jugs.
Yeah, we had a couple of empty water jugs in my backpack, and that probably kept it afloat up inside of the boat as it capsized. And then when they flipped it over, even Tyler said himself he couldn't believe that my backpack didn't fucking sink to the bottom of the ocean. Like,
oh my God.
So we got our cell phones back. We got our fucking GoPro camera back. Fucking, you know, like, you know, aside from our, you know, my life or whatever, you know, like, I was just fucking super fucking ecstatic to have our shit back. And our chargers and everything got soaked, but, you know, and we'll set them out in the sun. It'll be fine, but. But yeah, that was our fucking day, basically.
Yeah.
The worst possible fucking disaster that could have happened to a guy that doesn't know how to fucking swim. Oh, the lighter's inside the cookie pack.
That's weird.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm fucking alive. Thank you very much.
Thank God.
Very happy about it, personally. And, yeah, it was a fucked up day. It just goes to show.
But the day got better.
The day got better, but there's something I want to talk about real quick. For anyone that doesn't know how to swim,
there's a lot of you out there. You might not admit it, but I know there's some of you out there who can't swim.
Yeah. But the thing is that a lot of people, like, really... A lot of people really... laugh at me, and I know they would, none of our friends here would say it to my face, but, like, a lot of them think it's pretty fucking stupid to fucking come out and try and be on a sailboat and shit and not know how to swim. And I'm not saying that's not accurate. Like, it's pretty fucking stupid, but, and I completely fucking acknowledge that, and today really fucking proved that point to me. But the thing is, though, too, is that, like, not everybody, like, learns how to fucking swim. You know, like, I don't know why my parents never fucking taught any of the fucking my brothers or whatever how to fucking swim. It just never fucking came up. And now that we're trying to do this adventure and stuff, it has been one of the big challenges for me to... It's been a huge fucking challenge of, like, why would I be stupid enough to go out to the fucking ocean when I can't fucking swim and live on a sailboat, you know?
It's pretty wild.
It's pretty fucking wild. I mean, yeah. It's wild and it's stupid. It's fucking stupid. It is really fucking stupid.
I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have came out here if I didn't know how to swim.
But at the same time, I was kind
of... But you got balls.
Well...
It takes a lot of balls, too. I don't know if it's stupid or a lot of balls, but it goes both ways on that.
I think it's about 50-50, frankly. But... The point is, though, is that the reason I came out here to do this is to overcome those slight disabilities, I guess. Which kind of, like, especially out here in this lifestyle, that is a fucking disability. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a disability you can overcome, and I don't know if we mentioned on the podcast before. We probably mentioned before that, you know, yes, I don't know how to swim, but it is on the list of things that we're going to try and figure out and things that I do intend to fucking get past, you know? And
today I think you were just thrown into it.
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah, you know, you've been at swim lessons or anything like that. It's like, it's something that we're meaning to work on and do this and that. And, you know, today he didn't have his life jacket. All he had was a goddamn Coleman cooler to hold on to. And, you know, he did good. He stayed calm. We had good people there, Jay and myself. And we just wanted to make sure that he was okay. Because yeah, we could swim like motherfuckers. And we just wanted to make sure he was okay, and he did good. You know, I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
You got a lot of balls, and you stayed calm, and, you know, I couldn't be more proud of one of my best friends.
Thank you.
I really couldn't. And he did great.
I think it's mostly the power of logic, dude. I mean,
you know, and, you know, at that point, the last thing you're thinking about is the warning of the great shark fucking swimming around the bite marina, which was 3 days ago, so hopefully he moved on.
Yeah.
But he missed a free meal.
I don't know if we mentioned that in the podcast, actually.
Oh, yeah. The Coast Guard put out a warning the other night that said there's a great white shark swimming around the area.
Well, the Bight Marina, specifically.
Right, which is right where we're at. And, you know, having a great white shark swimming around here is kind of like having a... It's like having a lion in your backyard. It's a little intimidating, you know?
But at least there's a fence between you and the lion if you're not in the water.
Well, not if he's in your backyard.
Well, the shark's not in the fucking boat.
Well, that shark could be about as big as this boat. It's not that big of a boat.
Yeah, yeah.
We need a bigger boat. Reference to anybody out there who loves movies.
But anyways, the point that I wanted to make before is that if you do want to go sailing and embrace the whole boat punk lifestyle and things like that, don't let the fucking fact that you can't swim fucking stop you. Definitely fucking learn to swim. I'm 33 years old. I don't know how to fucking swim, but I'm gonna fucking figure it out.
You learned a little bit today, though, didn't you? You learned a little bit. Were you kicking your feet?
The funny part was, is that for the first, like, 5 minutes I wasn't, I was just holding on to that fucking cooler, and then about halfway through the experience, I was like, I should be kicking my feet.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I started kicking my feet, and it did help a little bit.
Kind of like a fetus coming out of the fucking womb.
Yeah,
you know, you just gotta start kicking and crying and screaming and wiggling around, you know.
I think
you wiggle around enough, you'll float.
Yeah. I think it's really funny, too. Like, I did see a documentary about how, like, babies, like, automatically know how to swim.
Well, they do.
Like, yeah.
It's a natural thing, you know? You can throw any kind of animal in the water, and it necessarily knows how to swim.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just one of those. Just 33 years later. Thrown right in. And it was scary, everybody. I know we're making jokes.
It was really fucking scary.
I know we're making jokes about it, and everybody's fine now. But I gotta say that it was scary. It was traumatic. Especially for me, because my fear was that, you know, was that exact situation.
Me too. I mean, like,
I didn't want Matt to go down in that kind of situation, and it happened, and he got thrown right into it, and I'm so...
My greatest fear was the type of situation where we end up sinking, and I couldn't even possibly think of how
happen. What if you didn't have anything to grab onto?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? What ifs? Yeah. You know, the what ifs could go on forever.
If that cooler wasn't there, like, I mean, yeah, I would have... who knows what would have fucking happened. I mean, to be honest, like, I put it on my list of, I think that's number five, like.
Well, after today, it should be number one, motherfucker. I'm sorry, but
No, you're not letting me finish.
No.
what I was going to say is it's probably time number five that I've almost died or whatever. I don't think I got that close time. But there has been four previous experiences, which I'll probably relate these stories on the podcast at a later point.
I bet you one of them has to do with a train.
Yeah, a couple of them, actually.
Okay, well, never mind.
There's been multiple times where I've almost been killed. Like literally within a hair of my fucking life. Like, killed by whatever fucking situation. Again, it's a long story I'll have to fucking explain later. I think I'll probably have to dedicate an entire podcast to it, because it'd probably take me about an hour and a half to tell you all the times I've nearly been fucking killed. But no, succeeded. So, even today, so.
Yeah, he lived.
I'm still alive! Woo!
Yeah. Woo! Fuck it. And he did great. And like I said, I'm so proud of him.
Well, thank you, man.
I couldn't be more proud of a friend in my life.
Well, fuck, I don't know if I would have done without you guys, so. You know?
Well, thank you. I didn't do shit except give you moral support from the other side of the boat, but upside down. But everything worked out fine, and now we're laughing about it. You know, that's how crazy life experiences go.
Yeah.
You know, now we're laughing because we're alive, and we got a bunch of beer.
And on a side note, too, one of the things I was really surprised about is that somebody tossed Jay that was floating by. He tossed him a 5-gallon bucket, and he flipped over the boat, started bailing it out, and then got the boat back to shore. Tyler towed him back, and then he rinsed it off with, like, fresh water, and then he managed to fucking get that fucker started again. I thought...
Yeah, we've been dealing with our motherfucker for a week now, and true, it wasn't even submerged like that. So, but that makes me feel better about our motor, kind of.
Yeah, we'll get our motor fixed. It's just a matter of time, basically.
And the beer.
Yeah.
How are we looking over there?
Three beers left.
That's it?
Tall boys.
That's it?
That is it. I'm probably done after maybe this one. Maybe
yeah, I need a couple for the morning. I thought these were going to last us a couple days through the storm. Fuck.
Yeah. But anyways, so now that we've told that story, and we're all still alive and happy and on the boat and all that good stuff, I wanted to move on to one other thing before we close this out. This will probably be a bit of a shorter podcast, but we got a postcard in the mail today, and, well, that was a couple days ago.
Yeah,
today we got a care package from a friend, right?
Yes, we did. We got, we're getting care packages and postcards, and we really appreciate it, and anybody wants to send us any kind of message or anything in the mail is amazing.
Totally.
And, we put them up in the boat and immortalize it.
Yeah, we put the postcards and the stickers on the wall.
And everything. It's super amazing that, you know...
We're kind of hoping, like, that everyone will send us stuff that we can use to decorate the inside of the boat.
Right. All of our friends and bands out there are doing independent projects or, you know, whatever it be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to support everyone on this project, and we'll put your art up, and we'll put your postcard and everything else.
Yeah. Where's that postcard at right now?
It's right over there.
You should grab it.
Okay. I'm going to grab that real quick. Oh, shit!
Oh, Ryan's been wearing this, like, weird turban towel thing around
him. A shaga. It's supposed to go on my head, but it makes it better. Never mind.
And it just totally fell off of his waist and exposing his bare ass to the world.
That's okay.
Anyways, you should use this flashlight.
Okay, so we got this postcard the other day, and it wasn't signed.
Yeah, so this is a mysterious fucking postcard.
Very mysterious, but awesome.
Yeah, it's a... wait, what's the picture on
okay,
the postcard?
Okay, the picture is of Wild Bill Cody, William Cody, Buffalo Bill.
Mm-hmm.
One hell of a badass and a showman. I'm sure you guys probably heard of him.
What does the postcard say?
It says, it's a quick one, it says, "Oi, oi! How are things at sea? Barnacles getting in the bilge yet? Greetings from the ancient land of the City of Angels. Just wanted to wish you well on your travels. Keep the anarchy alive. Although, I hope the post office delivers. Oi, oi! Squat the planet, squat the sea." And that's it. No signature. So we're still trying to find the Ghost Rider on this particular postcard, but it's up in the boat.
Yeah.
And representing support. And we did get another package today.
You should grab that letter.
Yeah, we did get another little package today from...
It's like a care package from Minneapolis.
Yes, from our good friends in Minneapolis. I've got lots of friends up there. And, you know, it's right here.
They sent us salmon jerky.
Yeah, salmon jerky.
From Whole Foods, which I've never fucking had before, but it's probably one of the most exquisite fucking jerkies I've ever had. It literally looks like it's been like a fillet off the side of a salmon, but I don't know, how do you fucking make jerky?
Oh, it's delicious. It's the most delicious meal in the world.
Yeah.
And
they sent snacks for Scabs.
Yeah, I do have to say a couple shout-outs to my friends in Minneapolis. Soraya, John Monkey, all my friends up there, Johan, all my guys rocking out up there, kicking ass while I'm in the ocean. I really appreciate you guys. Soraya sent me a little care package today. Her and her lovely wife, Kristen, sent me this little package, and it's so awesome. It came with, some stickers, you know, from, Extreme Noise, which is the punk rock, record shop up there. So you go to Minneapolis, get your records there. It's probably the only place you can get the badass records.
Yeah.
But she sent me some zines, and, some stickers, and some funny-ass shit. And some vegan cookies.
The vegan cookie was badass.
Yeah, we're munching on it right now, babes. Thank you so much when you hear this. I'm going to read your letter, just so it's out there. It says, "Dearest Ryan, so I can't even begin to tell you how happy it makes me to be able to talk to you on a more regular basis. I know you've been through some shit, but I'm mega proud of you for doing what you want despite how hard it can be in our society. Sad but true. Hearing from you could not have happened at a more perfect time. Sorry, I'm reading my flashlight. A more perfect time to the point of bringing tears to my eyes. Life has always been crazy as shit. But sometimes you can only handle so much. My family is often a hot mess, and I try to keep things somewhat normal since Layla is about to turn 13. What a sweetheart she is. That was me saying that. And to keep things somewhat normal since... Oh, hold on. God, this is hard to read it. Like, that's when I started getting into trouble. Most people don't get it or care enough to try to understand, and which is why I've learned to keep to myself about the not-so-fun shit. It's so cool to me that you and Kelso Smoothie, shout out, were such a part of the beginning of Kristen and Maya's relationship. That girl is the reason I know and believe in past lives. Gay, right? Smiley face. Ha! I totally understand why you can't make it to the wedding, but I know that we super wish you could be there. We've been having a hard time dealing with our society and finding that peaceful balance when you are aware of how fucked up shit is. I never talk to people about politics because more often than not, we majorly butt heads. As time goes by, I realize more and more how weird I am, as are all of the people I hold close to my heart. I am noticing more the people I connect with mostly often are seniors. Ha ha! I would, right? You would. It's just hard sometimes to stay positive. Keep a smile on your face and strive for change when it seems like our society is so against that in every way. The food people put in their bodies, the shit they watch, the way they treat each other, materialism at every level, and I could seriously go on forever. I look around and realize this isn't the society I want to be a part of, which is why I can't wait to move to the woods. I never talk about all the cons, the conspiracies, NWO, or any of that shit over the phone, because I'm just that careful with over the phone because I'm just that
paranoid.
I'm just that crazy. I hope this will find you in good spirits and adventurous times. Be careful with the great white. Enjoy the snacks and zines. Soraya. Sorry, I'm reading by flashlight here, babes. But you're melting my heart, and I love you so much. And I wish I could be at the wedding and everything else, but I told you, come on down for the honeymoon, babes. We're ready for you.
Yeah, if there's anyone out there that would like to send us a handwritten letter or anything like that, it'd be super special because we, in our day and age, man, we really don't do that very often, and it's kind of special when we get something like that. So I can't guarantee how long we're going to be in Key West, but if you want to hit us up on our P.O. box, it's P.O. box 431. It's Key West, Florida, 33041. So if you want to send something to us, send us a little present, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast, and
we'll hang your shit in the boat.
Yeah, give us stickers, man, postcards, pictures, we'll tape that shit. We want to decorate the entire fucking inside of this fucking boat with all of your shit, right?
Well, not necessarily shit.
Well, not your feces, but
feces. Feces is a fucked up word.
But yeah, you know, please, what we mean. Please don't send turds. But yeah, send us some stuff, man. Fucking, we'll use it.
Send some shit. Email us. Hit us up on Squat the Planet.
As always, send your questions, comments to feedback at squattheplanet.com. Comment in the comments form on wherever you see this.
There's a lot more to come, guys. Trust me.
Yeah,
today was a fucking adventure. I felt like... I felt like goddamn, you know, Indiana Jones this afternoon. This shit was crazy.
That's true.
But, you know, every day is an adventure, and I think there's some kind of end quote to that, but I'm not sure what it is. Every day is an adventure, and every something is a something.
Well, don't be ever... Don't ever let anything stop you from embracing the adventure.
Yeah, and don't eat yellow snow.
That's good advice as well.
Or something like that. I'm not sure. Don't take no wooden nickels.
Are we just dispensing random advice?
Oh, yeah, random advice.
Yeah, don't eat yellow snow. Fuck. What's some good ones? I don't know.
He who laughs
last, laughs hardest?
I'm not sure if that... I'm not sure. Oh, on a side note, we're at the dinghy dock today after all the shit went down, and we saw a giant manatee. For all my animal...
Holy shit.
Yeah, for all my animal friends out there, you guys know that I'm totally into animals and everything. We got... we saw a manatee today at the dinghy dock, and this sucker was about 10 feet long. Beautiful. Beautiful animal. So amazing. It was...
sailing, like, swimming under the dock.
Oh, yeah. It looked like a goddamn hippo with flippers.
It's probably the biggest creature I've ever seen in my life.
A beautiful, amazing, majestic, peaceful fucking animal. This manatee was amazing. It's the first one we've seen. We've seen some dolphins. We've seen some sea turtles. We didn't talk about the dolphins fucking. We saw some dolphins fucking and getting frisky, but we can talk about that later. But this manatee was just seeing it by itself was just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's so rare and just a majestic animal. It melts your heart when you see one.
It was fucking amazing.
Very slow, very just going about its business. It didn't give a shit who was at the dinghy dock. You know, it's such a cool animal. Lots of cool animals down here. If you guys want to talk about animals, hit me up. We'll talk about them.
Yeah, give us your comments. Let us know what you want to talk about on the podcast. Let us know any questions you have. Tell us, I don't know, if you want pictures of something in particular. I don't know. We'll show you off on the boat and anything. So
yeah, we'll do whatever you want, actually. We're yours to use.
All right, take care, everybody.
I'm very lonely.
Are you saying we need some more company on this boat?
Yes.
So you're saying if any of the ladies would like to come down, pay us a visit, we're okay with that?
Yeah.
But of course. Alright, well, anyways, later, everybody. This is a short one, but we'll see you next week. Peace.